I mentioned at this time last week that our weather pattern would become more active across the Northeast, with a number of storms blossoming out over the ocean. Yesterday and last night, one of those storms clipped coastal areas with an area of moderate to heavy snow. The heaviest snow extended in a swath from New York City to Long Island to coastal Connecticut out to southeastern portions of New England. For us, though, it was a different story. We had a flow of dry Arctic air coming in from the north, and that basically ate away at the northern edge of the snowstorm. So for most of us, there was no snow at all. There was some snow in southern areas from the mid-Hudson Valley south and also into portions of Connecticut. And now the focus is really on the cold. It was bitterly cold last night with wind chills well below zero. The cold weather theme has continued through the day today. Despite a good deal of sunshine, that sunshine has done nothing to help temperatures. We've had highs mainly in the single digits to around 10, and with a gusty wind from the north and northwest, wind chill values have been below zero right through the day. The wind will ease a bit tonight, but it's going to turn bitterly cold. With a clear sky through this evening, temperatures will free fall. We'll see lows in the single digits and teens below zero in most areas. The coldest areas might dip as low as 30 below zero tonight. Clouds will thicken up later tonight as a disturbance approaches from the west, and that means tomorrow will be a cloudier day than today. And there might be a few snow showers or even a snow squall as we go through the day tomorrow. Temperatures will remain cold. Highs will be mainly in the single digits to around 10 or so across most of our area. On Friday, the cold weather theme will continue. The breezes will pick up again. Highs will be in the teens on Friday. And then on Saturday, a clipper system will come in from the northwest, and that's likely to bring a round of light snow for the first half of the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds later at night. Very cold, low 10 below zero to 30 below zero. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Highs in the single digits. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly clear this evening with increasing clouds later tonight, low 10 below zero to 30 below zero. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high in the single digits. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds later at night, low 5 below zero to 5 above zero, and tomorrow variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high in the lower to mid-teens. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear this evening, increasing clouds later at night, low 5 below zero to 10 below zero, and tomorrow variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high 10 to 15. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny with a chance of some snow showers north and west of Albany, breezy with highs in the teens, and on Saturday cloudy with light snow likely, high in the 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.